You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing. Go ahead, try your mic.
Testing, testing.
Please speak up, please.
Testing, testing.
Oh, you're perfect, perfect. Welcome to My Wife Hates Me podcast. The week of October 26th. It's Thursday, October 26th. This will probably go up to 27th. Who knows? We are taping it from our live in our studio in Hillsboro, New Jersey.
You think it's important to tell them when it's going up?
No. I'm just, you know, if somebody listens to it, I don't want them to think, well.
I know when I'm listening to a podcast, I'm like, I need to know if this went up. I mean, you don't need to know when it goes up. They're already listening to it. It's already up.
Yeah. Well,
they get that information beforehand, which is when they would need it.
They need to know when it's recorded sometimes.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, when it's recorded, I think that's important.
Yeah, I said October 26th. Today we're recording October 26th. Is that good enough? Can I use that? Can I say that? Or
yeah, I mean, I said you could say that. I said that was a good piece of information.
Okay. October 26th. We are here live in our studio, Hillsboro, New Jersey. Welcome to another My Wife Hates Me. We have a lot to talk about. Today, do we have a lot to talk about? Well, one, I use this one comic to open for me a lot. Shane Gillis, you met him, I think. He was at our roast. Tall guy from Harrisburg, kind of lives in Philly. Funny guy. I use him here and there when I can. You know, because you get what happens is when you work on the road, you meet tons of, you know, middle acts, and it's so hard for them. They, you know, I get a million emails. Can I middle for you? But there's no money for a middle to fly. Like, I work with this guy out in.
How do you see out of those?
I don't know.
They're so dirty. It's like a shower curtain.
When I was in Sacramento, I worked with a couple of times. This kid, Anthony, I forget his name, some Mexican kid. Funny guy. I like him. I should know his last name, but it. It's really not that fucking important to me, like most other middles.
Ooh,
I'm only kidding.
Tough guy, Rich Voss.
No, I like him. He's a funny guy, Anthony.
Right, whatever. What's the point
of this?
So don't
go. Can I?
All I have in my head now is just like swimming names of people I don't give a shit about. So what's the point?
Okay, so I'll use this guy Shane because he's local. He could drive to places.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He knows where all the open mics are to go after your set and stuff like that.
Oh, he knew a couple. When he worked with me, I just worked in D.C., in Arlington, Virginia, and he knew where to go do some, we went and did a...
Did you go to a open mic where you walk in and you're like, try to pretend like you're not cool, but you can't help it, you are cool, and then everyone is like, oh my God, it's Rich Voss.
That happens every time.
And you're just like, do your fucking pimp stroll to the stage.
No.
That's when you think you're so cool, you kind of like do like a little pimp walk.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, that little like thing where you, I don't know, looks like you've been shot in the leg or something. I don't know where it stems from.
I don't know what you're talking about, but Shane Gillis knew where the spot was in D.C., and it was a great spot, and we went down there.
You must fucking love it. What do you?
I didn't do that. I did okay.
You probably,
he
like,
did
25 minutes.
No, Shane did better than me. He went up after me. He did better. He's, you know, I went up. I sat down. I think on the stool.
Oh, and then you were too like, oh, did you do the whole thing about driving in the car with the guy that did the set on the way home?
No, what are you talking about?
You know, because you always at open mics, you're like, friends are here, and then it's so awkward for them after.
Oh, that's a good bit. I didn't do that. That's about bringer shows.
Yeah.
No, I sat down. I did okay. Like, I guess, you know, someone like me.
A lot of you might already know me as Rich Voss, legendary comedian.
No, see, for
me. Hey, listen, sometimes after my shows, I come and unwind at a little place like this, a nice gathering amongst friends. And anybody have any questions for a legend? I'll do that now. Like, who sits down at an open mic?
It's not an open mic. It's a show. It was a real show, a late night show. It wasn't an open mic. You know, we did guest spots, but Shane did better than I did. He went on. But then again, you know, I'm saying.
Did you say when you came in and they're like, oh, yeah, we got to put Rich Voss on. And then you're like, I'm not going on unless my opener also goes on.
No, he's the one who set it up. He called
him. He's like, hey, do you guys know Rich Voss? I don't know. Did you ever watch Def Jam when you were a toddler?
really? I was just on the Def Jam reunion on Netflix.
We know.
I haven't done a lot of TV recently. I haven't really done any TV in a while.
And you should, because you're at the top of your game.
I know, but what am I going to do? Go do fucking, you know,
On some auditions. Teach yourself. Go take an acting class.
No, but what am I going to do?
You know what? You really should go take an acting class. I just figured it out for you. Go take an acting class. It's something you could do.
No, I would
take. They have an acting class in Princeton.
I would. No, yeah, really, that's gonna be a good one. No, but
if you go to Trenton,
what am I gonna do? Colbert, or who's the other guy on? You know, took Leno's place.
Oh, did you stand up? No, I don't think that. I mean, you should be at this point doing. You're clearly coming into your appearance as a character actor, so you know, get the rest of it in order. And
I can act. I just auditioning is tough.
Well, then go take an audition class. There are such things.
Maybe.
I think that's a great idea for you.
Well, I'm not done talking about my buddy, Shane Gillis.
I don't want you to ever be done talking about Shane Gillis.
Why?
Okay, because it makes you happy. Go ahead.
It doesn't make me happy. It probably makes him happy. Like when you give somebody a shout out.
This is like inside your brain. It really goes on. You're like, oh my God, he's going to be sharing this podcast with all his friends because I'm talking about him. Oh my God. I bet he says to his friends, Rich Voss, the legend.
Oh, yeah?
The legendary Rich Voss is talking about me on his podcast this week. You guys, it went up on Friday, okay? It went up on Friday. It says that in the podcast, which is weird, but.
Well, do you want me to show you what he put in his bio? Hold on.
Oh, my God. Guys are just such fucking losers.
Why are guys losers? I don't get how here.
Because women, at least we all just pretend we're on the same wavelength.
Okay. You can read his bio if you like.
Shane Gillis is a stand-up comic out of Philadelphia. He was named 2016 Philly's funniest at Helium Comedy Club. Let me point out that funniest is spelled P-H. Philly's funniest.
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on, Philly. Stop doing that. In 2014, he was named Baltimore's new comedian of the year. Shane has been heard on the Bennington Show, like what he called in once. He was a caller.
No, guest.
He was. And the Bonfire on XM. His tweet was featured. No. As well as the Anthony Cumia Show. He was also in the Laughing Skull Comedy Festival in Atlanta, as well as Thunderfest in Boston. He texts with Rich Voss. Legendary comedian, first white comic on Def Jam.
Pretty impressive, huh?
You know what he should do if he really wants to capitalize on that? He texts with Rich Voss. He should then put your bio right after his so people know who he's talking about.
Oh, really? You don't think people know who I am?
People know who you are, for sure.
Everywhere I go.
Every black man in between 50 and 75 knows who you are.
Oh,
it's like a phenomenon, though. If we walk down the street and I see an older black man coming up, I know what it's about. They think you fucking broke through something.
What do you mean? I paved the way for black comedy. But I paved the way for black comedy in the, you know.
How did you pave the way for black comedy?
Because I used to do all the new black comedy clubs on the East Coast or in the New Jersey area when they first started.
Wait,
so,
back it up? Huh?
I used to do the black comedy clubs back in the day.
Well, you hosted them or what?
I hosted some, yeah.
Or you booked them?
I host some.
You hosted the black comedy?
Not all of them, just a couple of them. That Terminal D I hosted.
Right, but I'm just wondering, like,
how I paved the way?
Yes, yes.
Because like, if black comics, if like... new black, if black people that wanted,
like if that, if young, that fucking cracker can do it, so yes. can I.
They're thinking if that white guy can do it, so can I.
Oh my god!
So I paid for a lot of young black comics.
Oh my god!
That were on the fence of deciding whether to do comedy or not.
God.
So many new white comics were doing black rooms, or are now, because that's where they can get stage time if you're semi-good, you know.
Oh, they
don't,
my God.
Black clubs don't discriminate. If you're funny, they'll let you on. That's what they do. You know, at least they don't discriminate.
They don't let anyone not funny on. That's for sure.
Anyone not funny?
Well, you just said if you're funny, they'll let you on. They'll also let you on if you're not funny.
Yes, they don't discriminate. Yes.
That's a dumb. So they'll let anybody on?
No, they won't let anybody on.
If you
can
do good
or
not do good.
No, well, the first time, you know, to get back on, who knows if you're not funny, but they'll give you a shot back in the day, you know.
I used to go to a black comedy night.
What, Mixed Nuts?
Was it not Burbank? It was in the Valley.
Mixed Nuts?
Somewhere. No. Oh, I used to go to that one once in a while, too. No, this one was in the Valley, and I worked over there, so I would stop by. They would let me in. They knew who I was. Someone there knew who I was, that I was a comedian, which was very flattering to me.
Yeah.
And I would sit by myself and just be like, what the fuck is going on? Like, one guy got up and was being so tough and cool, like Pimp Walk for real, but then he was talking about running with scissors. Like, that's what his corny jokes were like. And you're like, what is... It was so weird.
All right.
But it was a pretty good, very packed, a lot of people.
Well, do you have any advice for someone like a Shane Gillis, who's a middle act trying to...
Well, it's number one, stop. Delete your texts from Rich Voss. I don't know.
And...
How does a guy... Look at... What was he... A decent-looking white guy?
No, right? I don't think he's tall. His girlfriend's good-looking, so he must be good-looking because his girlfriend's gorgeous. So,
You really think that's a good example?
What?
Do you really think... Did you see Harvey Weinstein's wife?
Yeah, that was money. This kid has no money, but he has an attractive girlfriend. And
that does not make him good-looking. That either makes him funny or nice.
Well, he's tall, so he's probably, you know, maybe he's packing. He's a tall guy. Although I think he's like reddish hair, so that's got to be pretty gross if you're a girl, right?
I can think of worse things, like Jews.
Really? So, when we were in Philly, we were doing an open mic when I worked there, and then we're doing a Q&A at the end or something. Me and this comic and this one comic, I know whatever. But you know, he's got some. He's got a little clout in Philly.
Who?
Shane Gillis. Little clout with
Who's he? What if I forgot who he was already? What? Wait, but what was your story about him?
I don't remember. Oh, I was talking about how these guys want you to get him work. Like this guy Anthony out in San Francisco.
Well, this guy's clearly putting in his time. He's texting you. Do you think he wants to? He has to like fucking get off his hot girlfriend and be like, oh my God, I promised myself I'd text Rich twice a day. I have to do.
I got to get off my hot girlfriend. Yeah. Wait, just laying on his hot girlfriend.
It's like,
huh?
He's just like eating her out and he's like, oh, I'm sorry. Put a pin in it. Now I've got to just do one thing. he doesn't look forward to doing that.
No.
He does it because he thinks like, oh, hopefully this will pay off.
Well, I got him a lot of
that
work.
That Phoebe Robinson last night, I went to Two Dope Queens, the HBO taping. And one time I was at a festival with her and I bought her a soup. Do you think she fucking put me on her show? No, I want to go up to her last night and say, I bought you a soup.
How did HBO... Wait.
I bought you a soup, bitch.
Now, how...
This is how girls fucking repay you when you buy them fucking soup. It's bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
I don't understand what they did.
I don't need an acting class.
I don't know what they did for HBO. What is it? Like stand-up? They put their friends on or something?
I don't know. The only reason that I know about it is because I went to hang out with Tig and Natasha Leggero.
Hello?
Yeah. I was talking. It's my fault.
Hey, can I call you back? We're doing our podcast. We're
Is our podcast bothering your phone
call?
I'll
call you back. Sorry. It's my fault. Bye. Bye.
Why'd you answer it?
Because I knew who it was and it was an important call.
It is important to be like, hey, I'm doing my podcast.
Yeah, I'll call you back.
Who is it?
This guy Ian from Maine that wants me to work up in Maine. And we're
trying
to put
together. Leaves a message and in 20 minutes you call him back.
But I told him to call me at this time. It's my fault. I didn't know we were doing our podcast.
Oh, God.
You know, they want me to work Maine, but I can't put the deal together, you know, with the offer they gave me. Back to this Phoebe. How come now they put, what did they do? How
Jessica
many?
Williams from the Daily Show and Phoebe Robinson. From she wrote a book and Twitter and I don't know what else.
Is the girl Jessica a little heavyset girl? This black girl they hired, I think, is not heavyset. You know, a little.
Who hired?
The Daily Show. I think she's a correspondent. Some black chick. I saw her outside the stand saying she got this gig at this for the Daily
That's
Show.
That's not Phoebe Robinson. Phoebe Robinson's got her own fucking rocket ship going.
From what?
She's just, I don't remember what the, she wrote a book called Don't Touch My Hair, I think.
Talk up.
No. And anyway, Tig directed the little series. I guess it was like 4 episodes or something.
On HBO?
Uh-huh.
Was it a stand-up series or sketch?
I guess I wasn't there for the taping because I had sets. And then I went there after to the after party just to hang out with Tig and Natasha. And so I didn't see the show. I can show you the set. I took a picture of it.
No.
Oh, you don't want to see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you don't, right?
Yes, I do.
No.
I really do.
It's depressing.
Why is it depressing?
Because you don't ever get anything. And
I don't get anything. What are you talking about?
Everybody else is getting everything. And
well, people are getting stuff, but I get, you know, here's the thing. Really?
Here's the thing.
I worked on a movie all summer. I don't get anything.
Do you know how easily manipulated you are?
You just said I don't get anything.
I know, because you walk around saying that all the time.
You
then
put
the
out,
minute somebody else says it, you're like arguing the other side of it.
You put out negativity about me.
I'm not putting out negativity about you.
I wrote on the Oscars last year, or 2 years ago.
Listen, Rich.
What?
I don't know why you bite every fucking time, but you do, and I'm sorry that happens. But you know what? No matter what anybody...
If I said that to you, you don't get... Or something negative about you, you'd lose your mind. I never say anything negative about your career. I always say positive things.
What did I say negative?
You never get anything.
I'm mimicking you. Do you not get that? That's what you do all day. Anytime anybody says, oh, this got, somebody got this, somebody got that. Somebody
I'm
got
happy
this.
For certain people. I'm happy.
I'm not.
You're not happy for your friend? I am. When Gary Goldman tells me he's doing something, I'm glad. I like Gary. I think he's funny.
Oh, my God. Gary is like, you keep bringing him up. Good thing you have one person to like.
Who? Bobby? When Bobby gets something, I think.
There's the set.
Oh, let me put my glasses on. I don't. Two dope queens. How?
So it's like stand up and interviews and.
Oh, cool. Cool. I don't know them, so why would they put me on something like that? I don't know. What I am upset about is.
What not, I am upset about
I'm
is.
I'm not really upset about it, but it's disrespectful. My manager calls me and says, do you want to do Comedy Knockout again? And I, in my head, I'm going. I don't know. I mean, I did do it. When I did do it, it was with Bobby Kelly. And people were saying it was great. It was one of their best shows that year. It was a lot of fun. Now, when I did do the show, I was told, do some audience stuff. Screw around with the audience. You know, a couple people. The writer told me that, my writer. And they said, fuck with the audience. And during the show, whenever I did do crowd work from... It got a zero, pretty much. People,
because they don't tell the audience that these comedians are going to fuck with each other.
No, they told me to fuck with the audience.
I know, but the audience doesn't know that, so they just think you're a dick.
I know, I was told that. So anyhow, my manager goes, do you want to do it again? And I'm like, I guess, why not? It's a local TV show. It pays. I had a good time when I did it. So I give him some dates that I'm available. He said, what dates are you available? I give him the dates. Then I never hear from him, and I write to my manager the other day. I text him. I go, what's going on with this Comedy Knockout? He goes, oh, they couldn't put you into the dates you had available. And I'm thinking, who are they putting in? Like, how many shows are they taping a day? Probably 3. Let's say 2.
Yeah.
That's six comics, right? There's three comics on at a show. That's six comics. Let's say they tape two. Let's say I gave them three dates. That's 18 comics. There's 18 fucking comics that they're going to put on before me.
Well, Natasha did two.
She did two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Really? So they're going to put... So, well, she's got TV shows and stuff, so I don't... You know, I would imagine she should do two. She's on two.
And her husband, too.
He did two?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So there's fucking
Moshe.
18 fucking comics. And, you know, in my head I go, well, do I need to do it again? But then I say, yes, I'll do it again. And they fucking, you know, did they even offer it to me? Or is my manager just trying to get it for me? But he called me saying, do you want to do this again? What dates do you have available? So maybe
they're probably asking for submissions. They didn't take you for whatever reason. Maybe it's because I've been trashing True TV. I don't know. We talk about them on our podcast.
But I don't say anything negative about them.
I mean, I'm sure if we went back, we did. That's why they sent us the new drone and stuff, because saying negative shit about them.
No, we said the drone didn't work that we got. I didn't say anything negative about them. But
you're so funny, Rich, because like, look at
I'm
you
only saying the truth. I'm
but you
saying
don't
what
know the truth, because honestly,
I know the truth.
It's very possible that I would go back and play the tape. I don't know if you did say anything negative. I swear to God. But I'm just saying, if I went back and played the tape where you were saying something negative, then you'd say, oh, that I was joking, or that wasn't really negative.
Do you always got to be against me?
No. I'm just saying You've said before, you go, I've never trashed any comedian.
I don't
on radio.
Trash comedians on radio. I've never trashed a comedian on radio except Kevin Pollak. That's the only one on radio.
But see, there would be other examples.
That's because
he
came after me first.
You do. You make little snide remarks all the time about comics, and then you'll go, "Oh, that's a joke." Well, but that's still slamming.
No, I don't slam comics on radio. I say who I like
so
on radio.
Disagree on that.
Although you know, I did. You know what's fucked up?
And I'm not saying
as much as
I don't care. I'm not saying it like, oh, you shouldn't do it or whatever. I'm just saying, I don't know. There's
as much as I have
you're
said.
You're not considered like the like when people talk about Rich Voss, they don't be like, oh, he's so nice. Like,
oh, really?
No, people. That's not your main go-to. Do you not know that about yourself? Do you not know? Like nobody's like, oh, he's the nicest guy in the
female
world.
Female comics always say I'm a nice guy.
Okay. I get that there are people who think you're nice. I'm not saying
I am
that.
A nice
I'm saying when we list your traits, guys, I want you to give me five traits about Rich Voss. Let's go. He's so nice is not in the top five. Do you get that? That's your persona.
Yeah.
That's what you've been cultivating your entire career. And now you're going to be like, why do people think that of me?
No, don't try to fucking... Just because I'm a little gruff or a little rough doesn't mean I'm not a nice guy.
Yes, it's possible that you've burnt a bridge that you didn't know. Because I think that I'm sure
I didn't burn
I
any
piss
bridge.
People off all the time. I don't know.
What did I... What bridge?
If I
burnt a bridge, then why would they say to my manager, if they did say it, does he want to do another?
I'm not saying that you burned a bridge there, but I'm saying it's possible that other people were nicer. That you weren't... You know,
we had a great. When we did the show,
nobody's saying you didn't do a good show.
We killed on the show. Me
I'm
and
just,
Bobby
I'm looking at other
and
possibilities.
I forget the girl's
or,
name.
What end thing do you want it to be?
What
that
end?
They're just complete fucking assholes, or you're that you're a piece of shit. Which one is it?
Neither. I would just like to know.
Well, like you're angry about it though.
Oh, I like to get to the bottom line. Is was I offered it, and then why? You know, did maybe because I did crowd work on the last one I taped when I was told to do it. Maybe they go, well, you know what? We
he's
don't want
little,
him.
He's
a little too
rogue. He's gone rogue.
He's a little too rough. Or maybe
you could find that out.
It's not a big deal. I don't care. I don't care. I even forgot
True
about
TV,
it.
True TV, your new television show has arrived. It's called What Happened in This Interaction Between Rich Voss and a TV Show. Actually, it could be about anything because I could read your emails and
but
show
I was
you
home this week.
There.
If they're taping this week, I was home this week. I could have taped it.
Right, but
so what I'm saying is, if they asked for me to do it, if they did, I don't even know if they did, because, you know, you never know what a manager's, what they're telling you is the truth mm-hmm. or not. You know, he could have said, do you want me to submit you? I mean, he in his head, he goes, oh, I'll submit him. Do you want to? But he's saying to me, do you want to do it? So I don't know if he's just submitting me or they asked for me. Mm-hmm. So let's say he was just submitting me. Let's say that, that they didn't ask for me. Say he was submitting me.
Mm-hmm.
From the last appearance I had on that show, there is no reason I shouldn't do it again. None whatsoever. Now, the other night I was at the stand, and that guy, Mo...
Mandel.
Was there. And I said, hey, what's up?
He's the creator of the show.
And he goes,
and a comedian.
He goes, hi, and just walks by. Like, he would always stop and talk. You know what I mean? So it didn't hit me that he probably knew I wasn't doing the show, so he probably thought I wanted to talk. Because I didn't know. I forgot about the taping. When my manager
asked
me...
Oh, so you're reading back into it that, oh, maybe he was avoiding you. I don't think he's even has anything really to do with it.
He's a creator.
I know, but I mean...
Wouldn't he have some say in who goes, does it?
Well, he didn't have any say in who was the host. He didn't get to be the host, and...
Oh. Well, but it's weird, because
I
always talk to the guy.
On the show every night?
I always talk to him. Anyhow, so here's the scenario. If...
And I also told him, I was like, God, I'm such an asshole.
What?
Because I told him, I go, if you want people to, like, interact with trashy other comedians, you have to tell the audience beforehand. This is... Like, it was a shitty thing to set. Because I did the same thing. I came out of the gate. They kept saying it to me, like, you take a hit at the other comedians, you know.
Yeah, that's what me and Bobby do anyhow.
And then the audience judges you. They give you points. So right away, I made a joke at, you know, I think, I don't know. I was on with Tim Dillon and Mike Vecchione. Mike Vecchione won, by the way. But
he's funny. So is Tim.
Yeah, no, they're both great. And, I made a fucking joke and they're like, ooh. And
I know.
Then I started saying, like, they told me to do that.
Me and Bobby were doing it the whole show. That's all me and Bobby do. And what's her name?
Do if anyone heard it, like if Mo Mandel heard it, he would think, oh, you're bad mouthing me.
How am I bad mouthing him?
Okay, well, see, you have a different set of criteria than
everyone else.
How did
I badmouth anybody on this? I didn't badmouth anybody. Okay. I said I'm
maybe this is, you're right. I don't think you did. I did.
You bet.
But he could take that as you are complicit.
What are you talking about? All I did was say I saw him the other night. He didn't stop and talk, which is weird. I always talk with him. Maybe he was in a hurry. But I wasn't even thinking of the TV show because I almost forgot that my manager said, do you want to do this again? I completely forgot. And I go, oh, wait a second. The other day I go, oh, I think they're taping that. I go, whatever happened. I go, whatever happened to the Comedy Knockout? And then Chris texts me back. They couldn't put you in on the dates you were available. So the bottom line is if I was offered it and I gave him, I think, 3 dates. That many comics go before me in this business, that's what pisses me off. Or, you know, if he was just submitting me and they didn't put me on, I'm going, well, after my first appearance, why wouldn't they put me on? But who cares? It's so minute. In the overall picture of my life and the entertainment business, it's just a fucking TV show. Okay, that's all it is. It's not a big fucking deal. So basically, I'm just dealing with ego. And that's my problem. I should not deal with ego because that's what I said. My manager goes, well, why the fuck do you care? I go, it's ego. So if you put your ego aside, you go, who gives a fuck? I wrote a new great opening bit that's killing. That, you know what? If they said to me, you could do Comedy Knockout, but you can't have that opening bit you just wrote. Or you cannot do Comedy Knockout and you do your new opening bit. What would I pick? I would pick my opening bit.
We knew you were going to do that.
Yeah, well, that's what I would pick. So what I'm saying...
It would have been a terrible story if you had picked Comedy Knockout.
Well, what I'm saying is, as creative as you as I am as a comic...
But
and you
know,
are,
you know that's never going to be asked of you, right?
No. I'm just saying it's a better feeling to know... when you come up with something very clever or funny than it is to do Comedy Knockout. That's all. And I'm not smashing them. I'm not trashing them. I'm just saying what makes me happy. Although I would have liked the money, too. That money never hurts.
Comedy Knockout can suck my dick. Huh? Suck my dick comedy knockout.
Really?
I gave them a hard no second
you did?
Round. Yeah, I was like, it's too much fucking work.
It is a lot of work, wasn't it?
I said to Natasha last night, like, did you have to stand up and stuff? She was like, yes. But I remember sitting there and just being like, wait, we have to stand and walk to a mic, say our dumb line and come back and sit down? Like, can't we just say it from the fucking couch?
Did I do that? Did I have to stand up
I
and
mean,
walk?
Yeah. They did. I turned to Tim Dillon at one point. And I was like, is this ever going to fucking end? I couldn't take
it. He was like, so you're saying you wouldn't do the show again?
They could not fucking... Well, they could pay me enough. That's not. I won't say that. But so far, they're not paying me enough, in my opinion, to do Comedy Knockout again. It's so much writing and...
Yeah, wasn't there a lot of preparing?
Yes, yeah, so for like 2 days, it felt like my life
I never
was
did.
Like,
I didn't prepare that much.
Well, I didn't realize that writers were going to write some
yeah,
of this
we
stuff.
Had right. I had writers when I got there. One writer, Nemish, who's writing now for SNL.
Great.
Yes, I like him.
He's a great guy.
He's a good guy. And when you see someone like that get hired, you're thinking, well, anybody can get hired if you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
No.
Oh.
No, he's funny. He's a funny guy. I like him, and I'm glad.
To be a writer, if you get, you know...
What's that?
If you get hired as a writer, you've done some writing.
Yes,
you
but
know, you've regardless, you put in some
fucking
work. Look at
that lady with
her
dogs with blankets on her dogs.
Aww.
I said to I could never be a writer for 12 hours a day or whatever they do. I'd lose my fucking mind sitting in a place that long.
You're not just fucking putting pen to paper the whole fucking 12
no, I
hours.
Know. You're fucking around with your friends and talking, but you're there that long.
Yeah.
A lot of them. Especially for SNL. They'll be there all night.
Why? How do you know that?
I talk to people. I know
oh,
people.
Oh, really? Or did you just fucking get all the information that everybody else got?
From where?
Just the fucking world of like...
Oh, the world knows?
SNL. Sometimes they pull an all-nighter. They got to get the sketches out. It's live TV, you
yes,
know. I mean, it's a tough, tough go.
It's tough.
It's 5 days Wait. On, 1 day off, and then a day for some boop, boop, beep, boop. Out.
Why doesn't True TV give Shane Gillis a spot on there? He would do well.
It's
Use it
done. It's over.
What do you mean it's over?
The season's finished, isn't it? I mean, they're not booking
I don't know.
People anymore.
I don't know. I know I didn't get booked.
Yeah, well, then I don't think Shane Gillis wants you to be fucking bantying his name around.
For next year.
They're like, anyone associated with Rich Voss. If they even have Rich Voss in their bio, we're not using them.
I think for next year, I'll give them a list of who I want on their show.
Okay.
Shane Gillis, my friend Anthony.
Why don't you try to get a job casting something? That's what you want to do.
Anthony from... what do you call it?
Don't know.
From San Jose area. Let me look at Anthony's
last these are your name. These are your opening boys?
Yeah, let me look at Anthony's
These are
list.
My Rich Voss boys.
Well, I got this girl guest spots at Uncle Vinny's. That girl that did, what the hell is her name? See, I don't remember names. I'm not good at names. But see, this is what I like about Anthony.
But she was about a 36 double D.
Anthony writes, see, this is a guy I like. He goes, I hate your social media post. Yeah, not bad. At least he's, you know.
What do you mean? He said that about you?
Yeah, whenever I write something, you know.
Well, see, how can, you know, there's like a fine line. You got to be careful because you cross that line just one time, you get blocked.
But I don't have his last. Why don't I have it? I got Anthony Comic. He's from Modesto. Modesto,
oh,
California.
Man. You're not going to be able to make his day.
Why? How many Anthonys are from Modesto?
He's, well, but somebody has to be listening to this that knows Anthony, the comedian from Modesto, and send him the clip and then be like, I think this is you.
Well, no, I'll Google it. Anthony.
Or you can tell him, like, I talked about you on the podcast. There was a long discussion about how I didn't know your name.
Hold on.
How's that feel, Anthony from Modesto?
Well, I just, because I'm older, I forget names, you know.
But who gives a shit? Nobody cares about Anthony from fucking Modesto. You don't need to come up with his
Anthony
last name.
Oh, it's Anthony K. Anthony K.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
I forgot. I knew it was it. See, and he's like a Mexican guy. Funny guy. And here's the thing. You know what I like about him? Like, he knows street. He, you know, he grew up with gangs and shit. He knows that kind of shit. So we could talk. We went out to a, you know, barbecue place.
He's a white guy?
No, he's Mexican.
Oh, he's Mexican.
Or Spanish. It's all the same, right? Mexican, Spanish. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you're from Spain, it's different.
Yeah. Not that kind of Spanish. But he's Mexican. But he grew up with, you know, fucking gangs and killer shit. You know, so I like that kind of shit. You know, and Shane's the opposite of Anthony K. Shane looks like,
you know, a potato farm.
It's just a white guy. Just a white guy.
Middle class.
Not a really a street guy.
So you got this is where you told me that you grew up. On the one side of your house
was white.
Was
really
white ghetto, and on the
it wasn't white ghetto. It was white, nice white.
Oh, and then on the back side was black ghetto.
Was a black neighborhood. On the side street was black.
I just added the word ghetto.
Yes,
because you said black.
Yeah. That's racist on your behalf. But on
so now you're recreating your childhood. Anthony, I'm coming out the back porch. Anthony from Modesto.
Anthony K.
Shane, I'm coming through the front. Oh my God. Yes. And it's also such
what?
Homosexual imagery. I'm sorry.
Why is it homosexual?
Coming out the back, going in the front.
Oh, that's you. So, yeah, so Shane reminds me of my whiteness. And Anthony reminds me of my, you know, my street.
Your roots.
My street. And that's my real, you know. Anthony, when I was in...
Anthony's Mexican. There's no Mexican neighborhood.
Well, Mexican...
If I crawled out my window at night, I landed right in Mexican territory. We had a huge house. That's what a lot of people don't know. Our house was enormous.
I lived on the second floor of my grandmother's third floor building for free. We lived
one
for
time
free.
I came out of the basement, I was in a Japanese internment camp. Whoa, that was a mind blower.
Well, when I was in Sacramento... I was hanging out with Anthony K, and I picked him up. He was he's staying at, I don't know, a relative.
Did you start talking Spanish like when you were there? Because I know you could go a little black sometimes when you're with
true.
Black people.
No.
I've seen it happen. I've seen the...
I do talk black. I remember one time I was with
to
my
a black...
black
waiter even, you'll do
I
it.
Did,
sometimes like the black guys don't know what you're doing. They're like,
I go to the black...
Guy?
When I remember last one time I was with this black guy. I started talking black. I remember saying, I have a dream.
Okay.
It's one of Bonnie's old bits.
when you're with Anthony K.
Well, I was with Anthony and I picked him up to take him to the gym. To take him, you know, to Planet Fitness.
Yo, Poppy, get in. Is that what he said?
Yo, Poppy. So they let... I met him at his... Where he lives or stays with his cousin. I don't know. And I go in the house. There's not a picture on the wall. It looked like they were...
Except
just,
the...
They lived there, but it looked like they were squatters. It looked like they were squatters. One thing they did have was a big plasma TV.
They must have had some kind of...
What?
You know... Jesus, Mary, Joseph.
They probably had a Jesus
imagery.
Picture
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, and so I took
them to... I'm imagining some of those candles from the dollar store.
Yeah, that's how they live, I think. There was probably some of those candles. And you would think there would be, like, and the problem...
Did they have a sofa with a blanket over it?
Like I do?
Like you have forced upon us.
Yeah, so the new pillows don't get fucking ruined like they already almost have. So
I got to go into this story.
Okay,
quickly.
Well, so I take Anthony K to Planet Fitness, and I walk over to the lat machine, you know, you pull down, and he's doing like 20 fucking pounds. I'm like, come on, man, step it up. And I think he threw his back out or something. But you can't be street and only do like 20 or 30 pounds lat. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
You know, I go,
you got a teardrop tattoo. You got to go a little heavier.
A little heavier. Okay. A little heavier. That's all I'm trying to say, Anthony. Step it up on the lat machine. You're doing well on comedy. I'm sure the next contest you're in, you'll do well. All these middle acts, they're always doing contests. You know, Shane, what, voted best comic in Baltimore? What are there, 7 of them? Mm. How many comics are in Baltimore? But anyhow, they're both funny guys. And if ever I can help their careers, I will. Because I like them both. I mean, Anthony because he's street and Shane because he's white. There you go.
Riches Boys, coming soon to True TV.
I also like Karen. She opened for me.
Karen. Why do you call her Karen? Because the way it's spelled.
Isn't it Karen?
It's still
Karen.
Karen.
It's not Karen. It's Karen.
No, I don't say that. I say Karen.
Oh, I like her. I haven't seen her around. I don't know where she disappeared to.
Nobody wants to be called Kieran.
I like her.
Hi, Kieran.
This other girl, what's her name? Christine.
Who's
with
that?
With the red hair, who I used up
what?
In the Catskills.
Girl.
You know, a lot of them.
I feel bad for those girls.
Why?
I mean, they got to hang out with you.
They don't hang out. I didn't hang out with Karen when I was at fucking Mohegan
Sun. She was texting
Sun.
Me. Where's your husband? I don't know where he is.
Yeah, I was probably eating or playing craps.
He's right behind you.
I don't want some fucking broad hanging out with me when I'm shooting craps. I don't want any guy
especially
comic.
Especially Kieran.
Kieran?
Especially Kieran, because she's so giggly. It would drive you nuts.
You know, when I mentioned that J.L. Cavan the other night, who I think is funny, a couple podcasts ago, he has this one fucking bit. I'll tell you, it's so fucking funny.
I heard you got a little blowback from that.
I did?
Yeah. People are like, hey, ease up on calling that guy funny.
Who? Some people don't like some people. Some people do like some people.
Thank you. I wish I had yoga music to play over.
But he does this bit about delete.
Some people like some people.
From Fun or the singer from Fun that we met. We had dinner.
Are we almost done? Because I have like a 5 minute thing after.
We had Thanksgiving dinner with him, remember?
No, I don't even. I have lost the thread of the story. What is it?
He does his bit. Remember we had dinner with a guy from Fun from the band?
Oh, yes.
Thanksgiving.
Jacqueline's cousin, yeah.
Who's a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he does a whole bit on him going out with
Lena Dunham.
Yeah, it's mean but funny. Well, I shouldn't say mean. It's fucking funny. I'm mean, so anyhow, I'm gonna move on.
Oh, are you?
Sometimes I am.
No, not Rich Voss. He's so nice.
What do you think? You're Sarah?
That's not Sarah. That's every young woman today.
All right, so
Rich Voss is so nice.
I didn't get any fucking.
It's so sweet. It's
I didn't
like
get any.
Insane how amazingly kind he is.
I really want to fucking punch you. I didn't get any backlash because I said I thought some guys
like
funny.
I like that you think people do think you're very nice, and the way to combat me joking about it is to say I'm going to punch you in the face. And yet, no irony or anything, not like a wink. Not that you would really wink.
If I had to pick between Shane Gillis or Anthony Kaye, what would I have to do? What would I do? You know who else? For a writer?
Oh, my God. I don't feel like sitting here listening to you. Can you imagine if I was talking about my friends? You'd just be like, I'm going to go hang myself.
What's his name for a writer? If we get a TV show, he's got to write for us.
I don't know who you're talking about. You've given me no information.
From Roast Battle. His name slipped my mind.
Eli?
Eli, yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you just going through, boys that you like?
I don't like them.
Creepiest thing in the world.
I like girls.
What's happening right now? Hope you're fucking happy, Shane. The choices you've made in life. You know what is missing from that fucking bio? The text with Rich Voss. Text with dick pics with Rich Voss.
All right, go ahead. What were you talking about? The sofa? We got a new night.
No, I don't want to talk about the fucking sofa. No. Begged for you to try to not be white trash and you can't.
Who's that?
Tig.
Tig's texting you?
Well, yeah, we text dick pics to one another. Okay. What was I fucking gonna say? Oh no, when we went out for dinner, Jenny and Joan. Okay, so you say to me, you gotta book yourself at the stand, whatever night.
Friday
Jenny and
the
Joan 20th. Are coming from.
Yes, from L.A.
These
two friends of ours.
Right. You met them. I don't know that you know.
I know Jenny. I play golf with her.
Like how you met this wonderful, lovely 60 plus couple.
She's not 60.
Oh, okay. Sorry about
great
that.
Great therapist. Go ahead.
I mean, they're. Why? I do not get it. I don't get how they befriended you and why they like you. I get why they like me, but I don't get why they like you at all. Okay, so you're like, okay, we got it, whatever. Take Raina, blah, blah, blah. So we go to the stand.
They
I said,
the
let's just eat at the stand between shows. This is what I suggested because you were like, where are we going to eat?
Oh,
where
here,
are we
wait, don't
eat?
Try to act like you're going to make yourself right in this situation.
No. Listen, I know where you're going with this, but I didn't do
it. I'm
you
not
think
going anywhere with it because you brought it up. So how am I going with it? You, I know where you're going with
I'm
it.
I'm
going
to explain the events. You then may cut in at any time and clarify, okay?
Okay.
So you didn't know where to go, correct?
No, I said I did not know where to go. I said, where would you like to go? I said, there's different options in that neighborhood. Where can we go eat? Because we have a lot of time between shows.
So I said sushi.
Yes.
You said, no, I don't want to eat sushi.
Yes.
Okay. Because there's a really good sushi place just a block away.
Okay.
So then I said, well, let's just eat at the stand because we don't have much time between shows.
Yes, we did have a lot. We had an hour and a half.
Yeah, that's not a lot of time to walk somewhere.
It's
get
10
situated.
Minutes each way. Don't throw things in still, like
you don't,
this
situation. You don't go to a restaurant with your friends for an hour. Like
yes, you do. That's a good time for a dinner, an hour.
Okay, well, I was worried about the time.
Okay, well.
So I didn't want to walk.
And I try to ease your mind.
Six blocks to that restaurant that you wanted
what,
to go
the Thai
to.
Restaurant? It's three blocks.
No, so it's not. It's not.
It is. I've been there before.
It's over on First Avenue, first of all. Or Second Avenue.
So it's one block over.
It's not one block. That's one avenue over.
Okay, so that's one avenue and two blocks down.
Okay, so that's equivalent to
10 minutes. 10 minutes. It's not equivalent to 10 blocks.
Yes, it is.
Blocks.
It is. It's an not. Avenue is three blocks.
Okay, and two blocks. So it's five blocks. That's a 10 minute.
Five and
after.
A half blocks. That's my final offer.
It's five.
My final offer.
It's a 10 minute walk at the most. Okay, but go ahead.
Okay, so whatever.
So anyhow, you didn't want to go there. You didn't think we had time.
And I didn't think we had time.
We did.
But I was willing to do it. But I said, you get off stage, take them, go, and I'll meet you there, which didn't happen. I get off stage. We're standing outside debating. I don't want to debate because I feel like TikTok.
Well, what do you call it? Told us a good restaurant up the block.
Okay, so that's fine. So you said, I said one more time, I said, let's just eat at the stand.
You kept eat saying, there every night.
You
go
eat
there
every night. That was your.
And
reason.
They don't have a big choice for me.
For you. You
or
were,
you.
You
or
didn't
them.
Have a big choice. Okay, so. You don't think
something
about me
different.
Because I said I was fine eating at the stand. So
no, I was thinking about them. They're
no,
our
it
guests.
Is a big choice, and it's a very nice restaurant. It's good food.
I didn't say it wasn't good food.
No, but I'm just saying they would have enjoyed it. They would have enjoyed
it. I didn't take them out so we could talk somewhere.
Okay, I get it. All right. So then you said Christian Finnegan told you about this place. So we're walking. I don't know where it is. You go, is that it? I was like, is it?
No,
Christian
I didn't
Finnegan
say that.
Sitting at the bar. I thought.
Well,
that was
no,
it.
You didn't see Christian Finnegan. Bonnie
yes,
said.
I said
Let's
there
go
he
here.
Is at the bar.
I know. You're such a liar. She's lying.
He was let sitting at the bar.
Let me tell you what Bonnie did. It was one more block. I go.
I
it's on the right side.
I thought you were saying that was the place.
I never said that was. The
I
place.
Didn't find that out until we sat down.
No,
that you.
As we're across the street, Bonnie goes here. I go. That's not. That's a diner. That was a diner.
I still thought that was the place that Christian Finnegan told you. That's why you I was like, I guess let's go here then. I don't know.
It's a diner. I go, no, this
if
is
if you had said, no, the other place is up a block, I would have kept walking. I didn't know this
I didn't know exactly where it was, but I knew that wasn't the place. I go, this is not the place. This is a diner.
Okay,
but
well,
you don't want to keep walking, but it was
no,
only another
I didn't
block.
No, I didn't want to just be randomly trying to find a place.
It was
I thought
only
this
one
was
more
the
block.
Place that Christian said you were rejecting it. And wanted to just randomly walk around.
Anyhow,
and find a place.
Anyhow,
so we
me,
sit down at the diner.
At the diner, I took two good friends, one whose birthday it was, that was all the way from California in New York. Right, she takes me to Bel Air Country Club to play golf. We've gone out to eat with them in L.A. to Toy. We went there. That was nice. They came and saw us when we did a theater in Connecticut. So when they're in New York, we try to see them. And when we're in L.A., they try to see us. And then I wanted to take them out for dinner to a decent place, not to stand where we eat every night. And it's going to be crowded back there with customers and comics. Somewhere nice where we could sit and talk. All right. And then Bonnie, in her I have to have it my way type personality, goes, oh, here's the place. I go, that's a diner. Well, where is the place? I don't know. It's on this side of the street. It can't be that much further. Well, let's just eat here. So instead of fighting with her, we walk in.
I thought
in.
That was big of you.
Instead of fighting with her, I went in. Don't try to now fucking
I didn't
patronize
know. I honestly
me.
Didn't know that
so
that
anyhow,
wasn't the place.
I take two of my friends
okay, so
on a
okay.
to a diner. Okay. And they try to
you
act like they like it.
You didn't want to go to sushi, and you didn't want to eat at the
and
stand.
You didn't want to go, and you didn't want to go to the Thai food place, which
okay.
was 5 minutes. And you didn't want to walk one more block.
Okay, so we sit down. right?
Yeah, at the diner.
And then we all order our food. And Rich Voss, what do you have? A bowl of soup?
Matzo ball soup, which is very filling.
I said, that's all you're getting? And you go, I'm going to eat later. That's what you said in front of everyone. After saying, you're not going to eat there, you're not going to eat there, you go, I'm not going to have much
now,
I'm gonna eat later.
I don't want...
That is a crazy, crazy thing to do, is make people not go to restaurants that you would, like the sushi place. We would have all enjoyed it.
I would have eaten if it was light, like Thai food, I would have eaten then. But the diner food was too heavy to eat.
Oh my God. I'm going to eat later at the Comedy Cellar. He said he eats every fucking time he's in New York.
Bonnie's twist.
Nothing further.
No, I said I'm going to eat later because there was nothing I saw on the menu that grabbed my eye that I wanted to eat. So I said, I'll have a bowl of soup, matzo ball soup, which is very heavy, and then I'll eat something a little later. My plan wasn't to eat later. I just didn't see anything appetizing at the diner.
You have something further, Your Honor. So we're sitting there eating. I whispered to Jenny. I go, watch this. Because when I ordered, I knew what would happen. I was like, can I?
No, you didn't whisper to Jenny, watch this.
Yes, I did. I said, watch what happens when I order. I go, could I get a whatever salad without bacon or chicken? And you're like, whoa. Okay, get the chicken. I'll eat the chicken. I go, I don't want it on my salad. Put the chicken on the side.
If you're paying for the chicken, I'll give some to Raina and I'll make a little chicken sandwich.
I know. I just...
Or throw it in my soup.
Yep. So I just knew that it would happen. That's why I said to Jenny, she was like, it was scripted. I don't like it scripted.
And another thing, too, which I don't mind this. I don't mind this, so I don't want anybody to take it wrong. But we're taking out our friends from L.A., for her birthday on their trip to New York.
Anya met them before.
And then Bonnie goes, let me invite somebody.
Who cares? First of all, they're your friends coming to visit you from L.A.
Yeah.
Who cares if there's another person? That's like,
I don't care. I just said I don't care.
Well, you do care because you brought it up. You weren't like, what if I a wonderful, and you know what else happened that was a wonderful part of the meal? Anya showed up and what a delight she is. No, you were like, and this doesn't bother me, but if I was the kind of person that was easily bothered by things, I would be bothered by the addition of another person out of my control.
Why don't I just start inviting two or three people?
Fine, the more the merrier. I love having big dinner parties.
At a diner? You call those dinner parties?
I didn't
parties?
Know it was going to be a diner.
You've been there before. You've been there. That wasn't your first time.
I know, but it was... No, I had only been there when it was like officially a diner. Now it's like... There was a bar. It had been renovated. So
no, they didn't renovate it within 2 weeks. You were there a month ago.
No.
Yes, we were there with Raina like a month ago.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, we were because we went in there and had soup with Raina.
When it was a diner.
When it was exactly the same. They didn't remodel it in 1 month.
Well, they did, though. They closed it down and stuff and then remodeled it. Okay, well, I was there before when it was a real diner, and it's possible I was there after.
It's still a real diner.
Okay, whatever, you know what I mean.
Well, I just want to apologize to Jenny
and
Joni.
A dirty diner.
I want to apologize to Jenny and Joni for what Bonnie put you through, and next time...
Oh, right, okay, so then Rich says, first of all, it was just Joan's birthday and their anniversary, but you didn't tell me the anniversary.
I didn't know that.
But you would have never gotten a card or a gift.
Oh, well, easily I would have. I said, let's go get a bottle of perfume.
A bottle of perfume?
Yes, some nice fucking perfume.
For his not wife. Oh, my God.
That's a good gift.
What are you going to fuck her?
No. Oh, wait, because you give someone perfume?
You don't give women like that perfume.
For a birthday present? That's a nice gift. What's that kind
of
perfume?
You don't know what kind of perfume she's...
What's the one that you like that everybody likes?
No, it's not that everybody likes, you piece of shit.
Everybody's expensive.
Stop it.
What is it?
You just think anything expensive. You don't know anything.
I do.
You just...
What's the name of it?
Fine. Then the next time you go ahead and you get them perfume.
What's the kind? The kind that...
I'm not fucking saying it, you dumbass.
Why am I a dumbass?
Because you're like, well, you got an expensive kind that you like to wear. What's that expensive kind? You get an expensive kind for any woman. Any woman's going to like it. If you like it, every woman likes it. I don't differentiate women. They're women or women or women or women. I don't care.
Oh, God. Here we go into a sexist fucking...
Well, I mean...
Oh, yes. What's your tagline? On Twitter now.
You know what? You have to stop making fun of it.
I'm not.
It because you're on the wrong side of it right now.
I'm on the right side.
No, you're not. You're mocking it. You just said, oh, the hag tag.
Okay, so what are you saying about the perfume? I would have got her a nice bottle of perfume. That's a nice present.
Fine, you should have got her a nice bottle of perfume then. God. Don't take any advice from anybody. Just do from now on. Just go full balls to
the wall. What else you get somebody a present?
And we'll find out how well your life works out.
What kind of present you get somebody if it's a lady? You get her a nice bottle of perfume. I can't get her a pocketbook. I don't know what kind of style she likes.
You don't get women you don't know very well. Fucking pocketbook. What's wrong with you?
A nice fucking pocketbook, a Coach or something. Here, happy birthday.
Oh my God. Maybe a wallet. I mean,
yeah, or a nice wallet. A nice wallet. I've done that.
You could have gone and got her a wallet, I guess. I mean,
yeah, but who knows what kind of wallet. So same as getting her perfume. It's a nice present.
It's not
every lady wants a bottle of perfume in their bathroom.
Does every lady? You sure know a lot about the ladies, Rich.
Huh?
Oh my God, I can't take it. I can't take it.
What?
One of us has to die. I can't do it anymore. I just can't.
Oh really? What if I die tomorrow and you just said that?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
What? You just don't get it. You don't get
it. You make me a list of things that I'm allowed to joke about, things that are...
No, no, I'm not saying...
Death is one of the things that is off the list?
No, no, you don't get about birthdays. If it was your birthday, remember when we had that little party at the Stanford?
I'm your wife. Some, it's
no,
different. You
what
should
if I, have... What if somebody came and said, happy birthday, and gave you a nice bottle of perfume?
I think it was weird. I'd be like, that's definitely a regift. 100%. No person...
What if it's that kind you like?
No person that I'm not dating should get me perfume.
What's your favorite perfume?
I'm not saying.
You're not going to say it?
No.
Why?
But can I just say the rest of
okay,
this
I'll
thing?
Say my favorite cologne.
I don't care and no okay. one does.
I like Burberry. I like the other one my daughter got me. What was her name? Well, whatever. I like it. I even like Calvin Klein
this is
Obsession.
Lists of cologne. He can't remember.
I like Calvin Klein Obsession.
Okay, no one gives a shit.
If someone on my birthday came,
oh, Bobby Kelly gave you some.
Yeah, gave me a bottle of a fucking.
Well, I don't know. Guys are different, I guess. See, that's what I go.
I would go.
I guess I don't know how guys think, but not you. Oh, get a lady a perfume. She loves it.
I would go with nice cologne. Thank you.
Oh, here, Joan. Here's a bra. We got you a bra. I hope you enjoy it.
I wouldn't give somebody a bra. That's different.
That's a different. You sound so dumb.
You are one of the dumbest people I know.
Oh,
I'm telling you. I was thinking about this today.
Please. Can I just say this? Then he left the table half hour before his set.
Not a half an hour.
Yeah. No. Just after all that was like, well, I'm done my soup, so I guess I'll leave.
No, everybody was done eating.
Then he just gets up and he goes, you gonna pay to me? I go, yeah, I'll get it. I got it. You sure?
No, I go,
yeah, no problem.
I was giving her my credit card. You said, I'll pay.
I know, but you would have just walked over to the fucking guy and done it. You don't make a big production. Yeah, bitch. Take my credit card.
No.
Make sure she gets a good tip, okay? You know me. I don't want my name going out there. I don't want anybody thinking I'm a cheapskate or something. Not too big of a tip. 21%.
I give more than 20. I give 30, 40 sometimes.
Oh, my God. If I even believed for a second that you could do the math on that.
Oh, really? Throw out a price and I'll tell you a percentage. Go ahead. Name.
Okay, it's $87.50.
Let's
see what tip he gives on $87.50.
Would be 30%, around $25.
I don't even know. I don't know.
Around $25.
I really, you're giving $25 on an $87.50 to? No, you would just go right to 100. I know you.
I try to round it off. Round it off. Like if it's $87.50, I'll leave something 50 to round it off. If it's $87.76, I'll leave something 24.
Stop yourself and think. Am I a blowhard? Yes. Yes, I am. Babbling garbage into the universe? Yes. Yes, I am.
How am I babbling garbage into the universe when I'm telling you what type of tips I leave?
If you were listening to anyone else talk about, like, if it's ends with a 70, I'll put a 30 on it. If it ends in a 73, I'll put a 27 on it.
Oh, look at you. Anyhow.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, would you sit and listen to someone doing that?
I would.
Or would you think, this guy's a fucking jackass?
No.
Yes, you would. You'd be like, first of all, you'd probably just zone out and start talking about, you just talk over him, right? Somebody was talking about something you didn't feel like talking about, you just talk over it?
No. I always listen. I always listen. And
you always listen and respond?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No. I would just walk over to the waiter. Hey, let me take care of this. Like it's some fucking...
I had to walk over to the till anyway. It's the kind where you pay on your way out.
To the till? What the fuck? To the till? Yeah. What are you, in an old saloon or something?
I don't know.
It was a diner you picked. You walked over to the till. And then I went to the cage. I cashed in my chips.
What do you call it?
The waiter brings you a
No, they don't. You pay at the door.
They still bring you a receipt. Don't they bring you a check?
So go to the thing. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Whatever.
I got it. Thank you. Yes. You sure? He walks 2 feet to the door. Comes back. You want my credit card? No. Thanks. Everyone within a 3-block radius knows you attempted to pay for dinner. Thank you. What a great guy. What a great guy.
Oh, boy. Look at Bonnie turning joy into a negative, turning positive into a negative. That's all. You know, I'm sorry. I just want to apologize one more time to Jenny and Joni that we ruined your birthday dinner.
And then we didn't ever even ask them if they wanted to stay at the stand and have a drink or anything. We were like, see you later, bye.
No, they had to go. They were getting up. They were very, very busy in New York.
I felt like...
They went to the first show. They had a good time.
I kept thinking they had somewhere to go, but then I was like right at the stand. I was like, what are you guys doing now? They're like, we're just going to our hotel.
Yeah, because they were exhausted. They were out
and
all day.
And I should have said at that point, like, stay, have a drink. They could have stayed. I don't know. I'm not good at interacting.
Well, I had to go on stage.
I had to go on stage. I'm a professional comedian.
And I had other shows at other clubs. You know, I don't just work one club. All right, we're going to wrap this up. Is there anything you want to say next week?
Yes, there is something I'd like to say. I will be at Governor's the 3rd and the 4th.
McGuire's or Governor's?
I don't know which one
it is.
It's
McGuire's.
It's McGuire's. Shit, I think I tweeted Governor's.
In Bohemia.
Okay. Oh my God. So far.
Yeah.
McGuire's in Bohemia. First of all, I've done that club a couple times. It's always turned out really well. Let's not fuck it up this time, everybody. Let's work together. Let's get our butts in seats. And let's have some fun. Ken Krantz is going to open.
Are you going to stay over?
Kieran's coming.
Are you going to stay over? You got to get a hotel if you're going there with Raina.
I don't know.
Although I don't know how. It's too far to drive back and forth, but then you would need a hotel for 2 nights, which seems like a lot of money, but I would figure it out. I'll be on the Impractical Joker cruise next week from New Orleans to Mexico.
I think it'd be easier just to come home. What could it possibly be? 2 hours? 2.5 hours?
Probably. Both ways on Long Island.
Well, so be it. Friday, there's only one show, though?
Yeah, I think so. Anyhow, listen, folks, I tweeted about the Grammys. I was not nominated yet. I'm being considered to be nominated.
Oh, my God.
That was the tweet I put out that the publicist told me to put out.
Hey, everybody.
Go ahead and make fun of it. Go ahead and make fun of it. I just did what the publicist told me to do. Go behind the wall.
It's a great CD, and it should be up for
Rich Voss 5. Go buy Rich Voss 5 on iTunes or whatever. And look, you know, next week we'll talk about the new sofa. I wanted to get a nice slip cover for the sofa.
Oh, okay, tune in next week for the sofa drama. Yeah, that's a good cliffhanger. I put a blanket over it. Bonnie doesn't like it. So we'll let you know how that goes next week.
All right. I'm fed up.
Why would you bring up the sofa?
I leave this podcast with fucking anxiety.
I do too, so let's stop doing it.
No, I'll do it.
I don't think it helps our relationship.
What are you
talking about? Because to be interesting, we have to have some sort of like... you know, grit, griddle, and the missile, whatever it's called.
Do you think Christina and Tom argue? I should listen to their podcast. You think they
fight? I bet you they don't. You know, Natasha and Moshe were, you know, they're married.
Yeah.
Natasha's pregnant. It's the cutest couple ever. And they're so nice to one another. They were like trying to figure out a place to eat. And she was like, how about here, babe? And he was like, yeah, that seems good. Okay, sweetheart. Like that. I was like.
Yeah, but they're newlyweds.
They're not.
Yeah.
Listen, we outgrew that within about 10 minutes of meeting each other. So it just would be nice.
I do think you're very.
I fell in love with her husband a little bit last night. I was like, oh, to be treated like a fucking princess. What a.
That's a nice shirt.
No, you can't even do it. When you try to be nice, it's like watching a monkey use a fork and knife. It's just unnatural.
Oh, I watched that movie last night, Planet of the Apes, a new one. Horrible. Not even good.
And then George. Cut to 2 weeks from now. I've never trashed Planet of the Apes. Never.
I should have my opinion.
Never trashed it.
I just said it wasn't that good. What was the movie? Anyhow, look, we got to go. This is you guys got too much. Goodbye.
Bohemia.
Rhapsody.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.